In a show over here, it's only very, very interesting. Rashi over here says, what happened in the Gemara? Rabbi Akiva came along and said, I have a new raya, the Tashbisa means Erev Yom Tov. What's the raya? Because Tashbisa means Sreifa. And you came running Yom Tov. We'll take it at that, we'll talk about that. Says Rashi, later on, there's no problem. You don't have to burn it. Says Rashi, you could do other things. You could Zarek Liyam, or you give it to Klavim. So this Rashi, you all agree, if Nafat Ben Yeshua would have gone unnoticed, and Shalom Yisrael comes along the Bnei Yeshua, and the Bnei Yeshua dropped a bomb that shook up Klal Yisrael. Yeshua shtaltzu this sugya to a Shitas Rashi in Beitzach of Zayin, which is really a Rashi in Pesachim Daf Mem Vav, who said a funny zach. I want to take 5 minutes and explain it again. I saw last night there was some trouble. I want to explain it again what the Bnei Yeshua is. Rashi of Zayin, Rashi of Mem Vav, A, and Beikir in Beitzach of Zayin, I want to explain the Zach Barachava, there's Tifa right here, said that when you have kotchin, which is tummy, chal tummy, tomato, truma tomato, which is the code name for truma tomato, is shemen sreifa, shemen of truma they have to burn. When you have these things, so you have to burn it. On Yom Tov you can't do it, eh? And you can't give it to a caliph. Rashi dropped a bomb. Where did Rashi take that you can't give it to a caliph? Albeit it's true, there's a pasuk that says you can't burn it, the Gemara Shabbos learns it out. How do you know you can't give it to a caliph? Says Rashi, a massive shtickle Torah, by the way, which a number of you last night grappled with, because it's takashver. Says Rashi, a massive shtickle Torah. Why can't you give truma tmeya to a caliph? What's the problem? Says Rashi, a whole shtickle Torah. That's the Torah asur, burning truma tmeya, chala tmeya, shemen tzeref, all these things. Even in a case where it's like whole nefesh. So why can't I go ahead and burn the truma? I'll kill two birds with one stone. I'm burning the truma and I'm using it for the right sources. I'm using it to cook. I'm using it for a light. Havasnish. Says Rashi, Holshtikul Torah. That the Torah asked it, there's a reason why. Because the Torah was machshavit malacha. Why was the Torah machshavit malacha? Why? Says Rashi, because we built as a din to get rid of it, is the Torah was machshavit malacha. I want to point out something very important. That means Rashi learned out that the Torah asserted burning Shem and Sreifa, even for Eichel Nefesh, there's a reason for it. It's true that's learned out of a Pasuk, but the Pasuk teaches me why. The reason is because the Torah was machshiv, this beer, as a malacha. And in parentheses, Eichel Nefesh is not a malacha. Eichel Nefesh is not a malacha, it's not called malacha, it's called preparing food. And the Torah was megale that when you do a beer on something that requires beer, it's called a malacha. Said Rashi, if that's the pshat in the Pasuk, that when you do a beer on something that requires a beer, it's called a malacha, it's called you're accomplishing something, it's called you're doing off something, so then I can extend it to any beer that you do, even the Achilles Klavim. I want to stress that. Rashi dropped a bomb. Where did Rashi take this Achilles Klavim business? Which is that cup? What do you mean Achilles Klavim? I can't give the Shem and Shreif of the Achilles Klavim. I was nished. So Rashi, a whole shtickle Torah, because the reason why you're not allowed to go ahead and burn it when it's Eichel Nefesh, is because it's called a malacha. And why is it called a malacha? Because the Torah was machshiv, the act of beer, as a malacha, because the Torah says something which needs a beer, when you do a beer, it's called a malacha. Rashi came along and extended it by his own, without a pasuk, to anything which is called a beer. Said the Bnei Yeshua, if I have a Rashi in Beit Daf Chof Zayin and a Rashi in Pesachim Daf Mem Vav, which tells me that anything which requires beer, if you do a beer, it's called a malacha, where do I have such a Rashi? Where do I have such a Rashi? It's such an equation. That anything which is called a beer, it's called a malacha. Rashi Ashes Klavim. Now, a lot of you made a mistake last night. Not a mistake. A lot of you came to me and asked me last night, what do you mean? But it's a pasuk over there. How can you compare? The pasuk just teaches me the concept. The fact that there's no pasuk on kelev. This is what I stress. On giving a shemen sreifa to a kelev, there's no pasuk. Nishtake pasuk. There's no pasuk giving it to a kelev. Where did Rashi take it? Rashi built the yisoid. Rashi built the yisoid in Londres. Anytime where the Torah says get rid of something, when you get rid of it, that's called a malacha. Says the Pnei Yeshua, say the same thing by Chometz. That's the richtige way to shtel the kasha of the Pnei Yeshua by Harchova, a little bit better than yesterday, if you don't mind. That means, how could Rashi say that by Chometz, you're allowed to go ahead and give it to a kelev, albeit later a banan? Haloi, Chometz is something that you need to get rid of. And when you do an act of getting rid of something that the Torah says get rid of, says Rashi, it's called a malacha. It's the same way you're not allowed to give Shemen Sreifa to a Kalev Hagam. Like I said yesterday, I can't figure out which malacha that is. I only know Lama does malachas. I'll be state that it's called a malacha. It's likewise over here, Pinishu asks an alarming kasha, how can you go ahead and give chametz like Darbana to a Kalev? It's called a malacha, you're doing beer. Why is Mefarah Zerah Ruach better? It's not 100% destroyed. This is a Rashi later on that confess. It's not 100% Mavur. Over there, it's not called a Malacha. When you give it to a what do you call it? It's Mavur and Gans. As I fact, the Pnei Shua, interesting Kasha. So the Pnei Shua himself answers and says, the Kasha is a good Kasha. Richtig. So like the Pnei Shua, a massive Shtikul Torah, one of the important Hakiris of the Mesechta that's going to come back, and we're going to, in some point, combine all the places where we saw this Hakira. Says the Pnei Yeshua Chakira. Pnei Yeshua says a Shtikul Torah that has kama for kama Yisaidis. I want to be marchiv on one of them now that I wasn't marchiv enough yesterday. Pnei Yeshua says that the din, that getting rid of something is called a malacha, it's called you accomplish something, it's called you doing something. I just want to say something in parentheses. The concept of malacha in Shabbos means that you affected something, you tutorize something in the world. That's what a malacha is. For example, the Rishonim who say, that's a big sound on Shabbos, Haitzah is a malacha kala. It's a malacha grua. Why is it Haitzah a malacha grua? Because you're not changing anything. You're just taking a thing from place to place. You're not affecting anything. A malacha is that you affected something. Says the Pnei Yeshua, a fascinating thing. Pnei Yeshua says, and I want to add on a sentence of beer that I didn't say yesterday. Pnei Yeshua says that we say that getting rid of something is called a malacha, that's when the Torah wants you to get rid of it. That means, if the getting rid of is the tachlis, so then the getting rid of is a malacha. I repeat. If the getting rid of is the tachlis, if the beer is the tachlis, so then the beer is called a malacha. What happens if the beer of the chefetz is not the tachlis? The tachlis is the bailam shouldn't have chametz. Just the beer is a hechtimtza. You get a tiefkeit? What happens if the beer is not the tachlis? The tachlis is that the bialim shouldn't have chametz. The beer is a hekatim, so how I facilitate the bialim. But the etzim beer itself is not a tachlis. That's not called a malacha. That's the yisoid of Pnei Yeshua's teretz, by the way. The yisoid of Pnei Yeshua's teretz is that loiter abonon, who hold that beer chametz can be done, behold davar, it doesn't have to be done b'sveifa, is because the machlekes. By the way, I want to point out to you another parenthesis. Pnei Yeshua over here, turaif, that the machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan is not stam a technical machlekes of how you do tashbisu. They're arguing what is the mitzvah of tashbisu. Is tashbisu a din to get rid of the object? Or tashbisu the matar is that the bialim shouldn't have it and the getting rid of it is just a tachos, just a hechatimsa. The etzim chakira, we said from Reb Chaim yesterday. The etzim chakira Reb Chaim already said. Reb Chaim and the Pnei Yeshua, both of them dropped bombs that the machlekes of Yehuda and Rabbanan is not just how to do it. They have a machlekes of what the mitzvah of tashbisu is. Is the mitzvah of tashbisu a din to get rid of the chefetz? All the mitzvahs of Yisrael is that the bialim shouldn't have, and memela you have to get rid of it. But the getting rid of it is not the tachlis, and therefore, says the Pnei Yeshua, we'll go with the Pnei Yeshua now, that since the getting rid of it is not the tachlis, the only time we say that beer is called a malacha is when the matara is the beer. I mean, when the Torah says, when is the beer called a chashav azach? I'll say it in the oifen. When is the beer called a chashav azach? When the matara is the beer, that's what gives it a chashivah. The comes to teach kind of Pnei Yeshua. What gives the chashivas of the beer is the Torah wants the beer. Want them to happen. This is the ikur nekuda. What gives the chashivas to the beer is because the Torah wants the beer. So if the Torah wants the beer, then the beer is a chashav ezach. But if the Torah doesn't want the beer, b'chol, the Torah wants the bialim not to have it, the beer is just a hechatimsa, so the beer doesn't have a chashivas. The chashivas of the beer is in that the Torah wants the beer. The chashivas of the beer is in that the Torah wants the zach gotten rid of. The mela, that's what makes it a chashav ezach. Says the Pnei Yeshua, all that's like the Rabbanon. Like Yehuda, then becomes elsewhere. He learns it out of Neisser. So there, the inyan is that the zach should be burned. There, the mitzvah is that the zach should be destroyed. That's a din in the chefsa, like Rav Chaim said, or it's a din that the Torah wants that the object shouldn't be around. So when the tachlis is the beer, so then the beer has a chashivas, because the beer has a chashivas if the Torah wanted the beer. Atkan divrei Pnei Yeshua. It's a story like this. Comes out from the Pnei Yeshua. It means the Pnei Yeshua fundamentally held Nalitko Vaita. State that the Pnei Yeshua fundamentally held that the rules of Rashi by Shemen Sreifa apply to Chametz. I repeat. State that the Pnei Yeshua understood, let's go much deeper now. The Pnei Yeshua understood that the rules that apply by where? By Shemin Sreifa, apply the chametz. Atkedekach, that Rashi says, Yechon comes all the Rabbanu, like you can't. That's the premise and the Hanocha and the base of Pnei Yeshua. Effect of the Kasha is, it's not a Pella, the Lechoira. I think it was before it's not like Pnei Yeshua. Where's the right Alka Pnei Yeshua? Hello, the Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva, like Rabbi Yehuda, Ein Chametz El Sreifa. Okay, Ein Chametz El Sreifa. So then we'll go with the Lashon of the Pnei Yeshua, with Reb Chaim, it's a Din in the Chefza. It's a Din in the Chefza, the Zach has to be burnt. The Zach has to be burnt. It's a Malacha, correct? That's the Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua said that later on. Bonan, it's not a Malacha, because the beer is not a Malacha. But later Rabbi Yehuda, the whole day becomes El Sreifa. Let Rabbi Akiva, the whole day becomes El Sreifa. It's a Malacha. Now, if I learn that the rules of Chometz and the rules of Shemin Sreifa are identical, so I'll say it very bluntly. The fear of the Pnei Yeshua, this is now I'm asking the Kasha now, the fear of the Pnei Yeshua who says that the rules of Shemin Sreifa and the rules of Chometz are identical, so that's very simple. So by Chometz, could there be a head of Eichel Nefesh Le'er B'Yudah? That's the way to ask the Kasha. If the Pnei Yeshua is correct, that the rules which govern Shemin Sreifa, Malacha, and the rules which govern Chometz are identical, lawyer of you, the whole time of Chometz El Sreifa, because it's din in the Chefza, din in the beer. So could there ever be a heter of Eichel Nefesh? Would you ever be allowed to use Chometz as Eichel Nefesh to get heter? Yes or no? About or not? Because Rashi said by Beitza and Chav Zayin that you can't use Shemin Sreifa for heter of Eichel Nefesh because Eichel Nefesh is not a Malacha, and this is a Malacha because the beer is a Tachlis, Achshavei. So according to Pnei Yeshua learns that the rules which govern Shemin Sreifa govern Chometz. And by Shem and Sreifa, we see there's no heter of Eichel Nefesh, because the Torah achshavei l'malacha. So, and the Gemara says, not like this. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Yehuda, Eichel Nefesh, Eichel Sreifa. And yet the Gemara says he doesn't hold a mitoich. State that if he would hold a mitoich, what's mitoich? Mitoich is the heter of Eichel Nefesh. State that if he would hold a mitoich, if he would give you the heter of Eichel Nefesh, it would work. What do you mean? There's no heter of Eichel Nefesh over here. There's no heter of Eichel Nefesh. By Shem and Sreifa, there's no heter of Eichel Nefesh by Sreifa. Is according to Rabbi Yehuda who holds Emir Chometz El Sreifa, that it's a din in the Chefza, and you have Achshavei, and it's called a Malacha, it's a Gemara against the Pnei Yeshua. It's a Gemara against the Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua said that the rules which govern Shemin Sreifa govern Chometz. So what did he answer? He had a trick out of Rashi, and Rashi is the Rabbanon. Rashi is the Rabbanon, but like Rabbi Yehuda, it's exactly like Shemin Sreifa, and it's a din in the Chefza, and it's Achshavei Malacha, really? But one of the characteristics of Achshavei Malacha is that you don't have a heter of Eichel Nefesh. That's what Rashi said over there. That even if you would take the Shemin Sreifa and use it to cook and use it to make light, you can't do it, because it's a Malacha, quote unquote. The Gemara over here says not like that. The Gemara says that Rabbi Akiva, who said you're not allowed to go burn the Chametz on Yom Tov, is because he doesn't hold the Mitaich, which means he doesn't hold the heter of Eichel Nefesh. There is no heter of Eichel Nefesh, Rabbi Yehuda. Later on, there's a heter of Eichel Nefesh. Rabbi Yehuda is no heter of Eichel Nefesh, exactly like Shemin Sreifa. But don't repel off some Menorah. That's what he's saying. No, the Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua says that Larry Yehuda is for sure not in the Gavra. But where's the Araya? No, where's the Araya that Rekiva doesn't hold the Mitaich? That's what I ask you. Maybe he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. He holds it in the Chefza. And admit, there's no Araya that doesn't hold the Mitaich. How can Rava being Araya? Shmami no Tlat. Rava doesn't have Araya. Doesn't hold the Mitaich. There's no Araya. Maybe he holds the Mitaich. He holds the head of Echol Nefesh, but not over here because it's like Shemin Sreifa. It's a din of Malachim. Where the Rava being Araya from Rabbi Akiva? The Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold the Mitaich. Shehut v'lotzeich, who's a shalei lotzeich? Maybe he holds the Mitaich. He holds his head of Echol Nefesh. So Echol Nefesh doesn't apply on something which is a Malachim. I'll say it like that. I'm happy waiting on. So what's my kasha? Where did Rava have a raya for Rabbi Akiva? He doesn't hold a mitoich. Maybe he holds a mitoich. He holds it as a heter of Eichel Nefesh. Mitzayrach, shalei letzayrach, everything's good. Just over here, it's a malacha because it's beer. It's achshavei. There's a higher state of pig rate now. State that the Pnei Yeshua's comparison is not correct. A higher state that Pnei Yeshua's comparison is not correct, and our sugi has no shachas to there. That means, by beer chometz, even like Rabbi Yehuda holds ein beer chometz el sreifa, even if it's in chefza, it's not a malacha, and if there would be a heter of Eichel Nefesh, it would work. State in our Gemara, not like the Pnei Yeshua, that our Gemara doesn't march according to the beat of that subject. That means Hagam that Rashi taught us, that when you have something which is chayiv beer, so when you do the beer, there's no heter of Eichel Nefesh, because it's called a malacha. It doesn't apply by Chametz, because the Gemara says, unfortunately, not like that. The Gemara says, the Chatz Le'er B'Yehuda, the Ein B'Chametz El Sreifa, and still, you need to come on, he doesn't hold the Mitaich. If you would hold the Mitaich, so it's before it's not like the Pnei Yeshua. So first, I like the Pnei Yeshua, that we see that our Gemara, that means the beer of Chametz, is not doimed to the beer of Truma Tumei. I repeat, the beer of Chametz is not doimed to the beer of Truma Tumei. It's not doimed to the Truma Tumei. Because over here it says that you have a Hetar Mechol Nefesh. There it says you don't. The Shalos, why not? As a Chai, the beer of Chametz was like this. And here we come, the big Lashitase of the Zman, one of them. And we're going to build on this in the future. Teretz like this. We already have a Pnei Yeshua, Al Derech Reb Chaim, that we already said that later Abonon, it's different from Truma Tumei. Because by Truma Tumei, it's a din in the Chefza. It's a din that the Torah wants the Truma Tumei gotten rid of. And when the Tachlis is the beer, so then the beer, if the Tachlis is the beer, so doing the beer is a Choshev Molocha. He said that later Abonon, the Tachlis is not the beer. The Tachlis is not that the Chefza needs to be gotten rid of. That's not the Tachlis. The Tachlis is that you shouldn't have Chometz. The problem was, the Pnei Yeshua said, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, learns out of Neisser, Ein B'chametz El Sreif, it is a din in the Chefza. It's a din of getting rid of. It should be doing it to Truma Tumei. We see the Gemara not like that. Here comes the big L'shitasa. But we know, and this is Mestama the Emes HaTeretz, the Pnei Yeshua and Rabbi Chaim split this ingumangis chiddush that later Rabbanon together of Tashbisu is the Gavra. We'll take on, they both said the same thing. And later, Rabbi Yehuda did in the Chefza, it's probably not true. It's not true like Rashi. How do we know that it's not true like Rashi? For a very simple reason. Like Rashi, it's poshit, not true. How do we know it's not true like Rashi? It's poshit. Because according to Rashi, it says that the mitzvah of Tashbisu of Ein B'chametz El Sreifa was said when Rashi and Yud Beis. Rashi and Yud Beis hold that the mitzvah of Tashbisu of Ein B'chametz El Sreifa and Daf Yud Beis and Yud Beis, Rashi says, is when. It's dafka before this man. Ein b'chametz el sreifa is dafka before this man. And that stems with the Rashi of the Shitasa holds that Tashbisu is what? And that stems with the Rashi of the Shitasa Tashbisu is what? It's bittul. So the mitzvah of Tashbisu is before this man. And that's what Rashi says in your Beis on the Beis, that Ein b'chametz el sreifa is before this man. I'll stop right there. Rabbi say, if the mitzvah is before this man, it can't be a din in the Chefza. The Chefza is mutter. I'll say it bluntly. If Rashi says, and this is the emes heteretz of the page of kasha, if Rashi says on Yud Beis Amar Aleph that the mitzvah of Ein B'chametz El Sreifa was said before this man, before 12 o'clock, that's when you have a mitzvah of Ein B'chametz El Sreifa. So obviously, it's not because of Reb Chaim, it's not because the chayfet needs to be gotten rid of. Why not? Why should you get rid of the chametz? The chametz is mutter. You're allowed to eat it. You're allowed to eat it at 11:40. You're allowed to eat it at 11 o'clock. And so there's a mitzvah of Tashmitzvah, burn it. Why am I have to burn it? Because the chefetz needs to be gotten rid of. It can't be. The chefetz is the chefetz shel heter. I'll ask me, you learned that of Neisser. Rashi holds that the limud from Neisser is not a limud that the chefetz is also. Rashi learns that the limud from Neisser is just a hechatimtz of how to go about doing Tashbisu. How do you do Tashbisu? But it can't be. Is Mela Rashi l'shitasoi? Silet Rabbi Yehuda, silet Rabbanon. The mitzvah of Tashbisu is not a din in the chefetz, that the chefetz has to be gotten rid of. It's a din in the gavra. The gavra should get rid of chametz. Mela Rashi l'shitasoi, the kasha doesn't start. It's true. Rashi l'shitasa says that there's a thing called achshavei. Rashi l'shitasa holds it's a malacha. Rashi l'shitasa holds there's no heter of echol nefesh. Rashi l'shitasa holds that whenever you have a mitzvah of beer, it's called a malacha and there's no heter. Ayah Gemara says first that I hold every hutos em yochamet el sreifa. If there would be mitoich, it'll be mutter. The Teretz says Rashi l'shitasa holds that the whole Reb Chaim is not true. Rashi can't hold the Reb Chaim shpalt. The shpalt that the Pnei Yeshua said that Rabbi Yehuda did in the Chefza, and therefore it's called a malacha, and therefore there wouldn't be a hetarach on that. But one or not, Rashi can't hold of it. Hali Rashi says the din of Rabbi Yehuda Emi Chometz El Sreifa was said before Shashishis. Before Shashishis, it's not a Chefza Shalisser. Is that the Reb Chaim said? I mean, I'm going in the footsteps of the Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua already told us that not every time. Listen, I'm using the Pnei Yeshua and going one step further. The Pnei Yeshua already taught us that not every time is beer called a malacha. The Pnei Yeshua taught us, this is the big ufrais here. The Pnei Yeshua taught us that not every time is beer called a malacha. Not every time is beer called a malacha. Beer is only called a malacha where the tachlis is the beer, not when the beer is a chatimtza. That the Pnei Yeshua taught us. If I wouldn't have a Pnei Yeshua, I wouldn't have the ha'alza and the chutzpah to go say it's ashtikul terah. But the Pnei Yeshua already taught us step one, that there's a chilek, not every beer is called a malacha. Pnei Yeshua, the heilige Pnei Yeshua taught us that not every beer is called a malacha. 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 Nor of us. It depends. It's in the chesed and the gavra. Once the Pnei Yeshua told me that, I'm going to go a step further. And I'm going to say, according to Rashi, chametz is never a din in the chesed. Because Rashi said the mitzvah Eivichom is also before this man. Before this man, the chefzeh, you can't go and tell me that the mitzvah is to get rid of the object. The object's a kosher object. It's there on the gavra to get rid of the chometz. They shouldn't have chometz anymore. It should be everybody all by matzei. Ebazei, Rashi Lishitasa, never had the kasha of Pnei Yeshua. Late Taisus. Taisus never said the inalad b'machol to behema. I don't have a Zatoisus who said the whole Yishtikul Torah. The whole kasha was only on Rashi. Rashi's the one who was mechadish in Beitzat Achov Zayin. And in Pesachim Daf Mevov, that there's an Isser to go ahead and give it to Klovin because there's a new Isser called Achshavei L'Malacha. So there was a kasha from Chometz. So what's the teretz of Chometz? Teretz is the Chometz doesn't start. Chometz is not a din in the Chefza. Like Rashi L'Shitosu, all that the mitzvah is before the time. It's a mitzvah before the time. It can't be a din in the Chefza. The Chefza needs to be gotten rid of. The Chefza is a mutadika Chefza. It's a din on the Gavra. The Gavra should get rid of the Chometz.
He only used that Rashi after he knew that Chometz was the din before.
I'm saying something else. It's irrelevant. But from there, I have a gilu what the mitzvah of Tashbisu is. That's not a point for me. It's irrelevant. That's not the point. But it doesn't change what the nature is. The fact that Rashi holds the halacha, that the mitzvah that's a gilu, the lumpness of what Tashbisu is, the timings change because of when the mitzvah is, you hear? But what the gather of the mitzvah is doesn't change. If Rashi holds the Emir Chometz al-Shevus before the time, so that means the mitzvah of Tashbisu doesn't mean getting rid of the chetzah. The mitzvah of Tashbisu doesn't change. The timing changes, okay? But what the pimius of the mitzvah is, if I see that Rashi says that the mitzvah of Emir Chometz al-Shevus before the time, so obviously the mitzvah is not a din in the chetzah, it's a din in the gavra. The meila, like Rashi, the whole kasha doesn't stop with all, because there's no achshav of the malacha, sayla de rabbana, sayla de Yehuda. What you could ask me is, what? Yes. Mar says it was like a Rebbe. Rashi says it was like a Rebbe. Yeah. Okay, now. You really know how nice you have to burn. The Gemara says there is. I don't say you're arguing on Gemara, the Babylonian Talmud. It's not Rashi Rabbi, it's Rashi Rashi. Rashi says it's a mitzvah before the time, you can sit on your head. What do you want from me? It's a din in the chefza before the time, the chefza mutter. He learns out from there, so it's a hechatimtza of how to do it. It's not a din in the chefza, it can't be, it's before the time, it's mutter. I'm saying facts, I'm not saying anything. We learn out from Nasa how to do Tashbisu. Yes, good cash. Let me know what I'm saying now. Go break your head. You have 3 days now to learn nonstop. You hear? Yeah, tell your wife to go back to her wherever she comes from. You hear? And I'm finished. Go figure this out. Tiger. Mountain Tiger. You also heard her. Send your wife back. What? He's considering the matter. Sfaradim can get away with it. David Herzberg says, big expert on Sfaradi marriages. Yeah. Listen carefully. So we have a monumental Pnei Yeshua. Yeah? We have a monumental Pnei Yeshua who asked a monumental kasha. He said a monumental terrorist in Mechalik together with Yehuda Rabbanan. Reb Chaim already said that you saw it, but the Pnei Yeshua used it for this kashi. Reb Chaim didn't say this. Reb Chaim just said the chilik of Yehuda Rabbanan. Pnei Yeshua went and took that chilik and used it to answer the kashi of Achshav. We're tying that with all due respect to Pnei Yeshua, we have arrived from the Gemara analogous. What we're answering is, we're going in the footsteps of Pnei Yeshua. Thus we're saying that by chometz, everybody agrees, like Rashi, it's the din of the what he called. Oh. That's Aleph. Yeah? Beis. Turn to Taisus on Aleph now. Be great. Listen carefully now. Look in Taisus. Now look in. Look inside. So, let's go slowly. I have something very interesting to say about this Taisus. That is not listening. What was Rabbi Akiva's raya? Rabbi Akiva's raya was that it says in the Torah Tashbisa means Sreifa. You can't do Sreifa on Yom Tov. You can't do Sreifa on Yom Tov. You can't do Sreifa on Yom Tov. Practice is, why not? Avagav de Kishi Yisarif V.A. Osir Gecholim Han Osir Motor Kedemina Perakol Shah. Tosafos, a fascinating kasha. Why can't I burn on Yom Tov? Have a heter v'chol nefesh. Why do we have to burn nefesh? Listen to the kasha. I'm going to burn the chametz. If I burn the chametz, the gecholim, the coal, the charcoal is going to be mutter. Why is it mutter? Because yesterday's ray called what? Nasas mitzvasi. The Gemara says, Gabi orla bishla gabi gecholim divriya call the pas mutter. Why didn't chametz? It means if I take gecholim of orla, I took orla, which is also banah, and I burnt it, I made charcoal, and I cooked on it, it's mutter. It's nasas mitzvasi, that's mutter. Why didn't chametz? I have a hundred times prepared kosher liyasek b'tav v'krayim. I don't mean to want to answer it. But me to raisa, it's mutter. Male effect is an interesting kasha. Why does Rabbi Akiva say that it can't be on yantiv? Because you can't burn it on yantiv. I could burn it on yantiv. Why is it mutter to burn on yantiv slowly? Because I'll burn it. We'll turn into what? Coals. And when it will be coals, it'll be mutter. So I should have a heter oikol nefesh. Empathize to Terutzim. I may read the Svar who decrot the Tashkuzu Mayer beholding in a field of Enot Zorach Lekachalte. First, there is the answer is Balbatish. Also, the Tashkuzu is not talking about a case, Dafka, where you're burning it in order to use the coals to make a barbecue. Smash in all cases. Inami, listen to this Teretz. Kiva the Mitchilas Havara, Eino Yachol Lehenos Mimenu. Since at the beginning of the Havara, you can't have enough from it. Why? Because it didn't turn into coals yet. Afagav sheyelo hanami menu achakach. Also, k'moyin adar min adavis k'shein kriven biyantuv l'man diyama al b'sheish b'machle. I don't want to stop here. The b'sefin. Tosis says, "This is man diyama who says you're not allowed to bring adar min adavis on yantuv." I want to explain what this means. A guy is short of meat. He's short of meat. Yantuv. He looks. Wife tells him, "Rebbe, there's no meat. We don't have meat for the suda. We have guests coming." So the guy says, "He looks around. He can't find himself any meat. He has a korban shlamim. No rush to the base of mikdash. Shech the shlamim." And bring it back to Schneller. Yeah, Gendik. What's the problem? Yeah. Who needs meat? Yeah, yeah. He needs a holster, a kinds of dust, kinds of sheep. Rack of lamb, quote unquote. Hakol meidim b'shvuas, you need lochem. So the guy will shech the shlomim. To tell me, what do you mean? You can't shech. Now the shech, shech the malach, and tell it to the eifel nefesh. I'm going to have meat to eat, right? There's a madyam in beitzo holds, slowly. Madame Beitzel holds that you can't worry about. You can't shecht. Why not? It's a nefesh. The shechit is also, the shechit is malacha. In the end, I'll have food. I mean, the shechit itself is done for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but I'll have food in the end. I'll have steak. Ma'abaya. Elamites arrive. That the heter of Eichel Nefesh has to be b'shas that you're doing the malacha, while you're doing the malacha. Yeah, this is over here also. It's true that if you're going to go ahead and you're going to take the chametz, burn it, and make yourself charcoal, you'll be able to use the charcoal. That's not called echol nefesh. The head of echol nefesh is only b'shas ma'isa when you're doing the act of the malacha. But if the malacha is going to cause that in the end, I'm going to have echol nefesh, that's not the head of echol nefesh. Interesting, taste it slowly. 1 second. So taste over here says, taste is akasha. Taste is akasha. Why does Rabbi Akiva say, I can't go burn the chametz on Pesach? I've had a bechol nefesh. Halloy, when I'm going to burn it, it'll turn into charcoal, afer. The afer is mutter, because nasa mitzvah, it's pukka the isarana. I'll use it, so right now I should have the head of bechol nefesh, because I'm going to use the, my burning right now is not bechol nefesh, but I'm going to use it eventually to facilitate bechol nefesh. I'm going to make the bekatsa barbecue on the charcoal. Says Tosis, no, you have to have hanov v'shas maisa. You have to be able to have a heter right now, and it's only in the future. It brings a raya from korban nedar v'nedavos. So it's very, very interesting what happened over here. There's a machlekes between Rabbi Akiva Eiger and the Avnei Miluim, how to learn the Tosfos. It's more Yitzchak Maisa. I wonder what the Elam says. How do you learn the Tosfos? There's a machlekes between the Avnei Miluim and Rabbi Akiva Eiger, how to learn the Tosfos. And the story is like this. Tifa raid. The machlekes between Avnei Miluim, how to read the Tosfos. The Avnei Miluim over here, and the Morgan Avram, but the Avnei Miluim learned the Tosfos, mamash kipshuta. What's kipshuta mean? Is a heter called echol nefesh. The heter of echol nefesh was only said if b'shas that you're doing the malacha of the shechita by the dung and the burning, you have echol nefesh right now. That you have echol nefesh down the road, as a result of shechting the shlomim, as a result of burning the chametz, that's not called echol nefesh. Echol nefesh has to be now. Agav, what goes the shayla? Why does it have to be now? Why not now? Yesh la'ayim bazeh. But akobanim, l'moshol. If I would say that the gather of Eichel Nefesh is that it's not called a malacha. So I don't know if you can say it's not a malacha, right? Now you're not doing Eichel Nefesh. Maybe it is, maybe it's not. Maybe the Pshat is it's a heter If it's a heter, so then anything that's going to bring teuchel nefesh maybe works. Ishla'im was it. And what would go such a shayla when I do an act of malachas yomtiv, which right now it's not teuchel nefesh, but it's going to be teuchel nefesh. I'm going to turn it into efer, and it's going to be teuchel nefesh. Or I'm going to turn it into a shlomim, and there will be food to eat. Say the Ishla'im was it. But that's all that I've learned. Atke de katav yoleh learn like this. The more the gemaisa. Davin Luyim, by the way, in the back of Chelik Beis, Davin Luyim, Tshuva Beis. Davin Luyim is in the back of Avin Luyim, Tshuva Beis. Davin Luyim compares it to a very interesting story. Listen to the story. It was a regular Yantif. And the local butcher was a guy. This guy is a butcher. He sells to guy and he sells to Eden. The Eden wanted fresh meat on Yantif. So the guy is a butcher. He brings from the Shev Yankov, one of the G'day L'Achorim. The Shev Yankov had a shayla. It was a local butcher. The only butcher in the town who had animals was a goy. The goy, on Yantiv, called a sheikhit, the Yisrael, to shecht for him. The goy hired him to shecht. The goal is that he's going to go serve it after it's sold to Yid. But the actual Maisa Shechita wasn't done for Yid, it was done for a goy. And afterwards, the goy is going to market for the kosher meat. So the Avim Luyim compares this Taisus to that case. What's the case over there? Halei b'shas the shechita, you're shechting it for a goy. There's no heter of eichel nefesh. You're shechting for the goy. The goy hired you to shecht to him for his butcher's life. Afterwards, what he's going to do with it is secondary. So the actual shechita itself doesn't have a heter of eichel nefesh. Slowly. What about the case of what? So you don't have a heter of eichel nefesh. Okay? Norvost. It's going to end up by Eden. Says the Avdim Luyim, that's this crisis over here. This crisis over here holds that Azach, which doesn't have a heter, b'shas maisa, Agam, that it's going to have a heter, it's going to end up in Eichel Nefesh, doesn't have the heter of Eichel Nefesh. That's how the Avdim Luyim read the Tois. Avdim Luyim read the Tois is Kemat Baal Batish, that in order to be called Eichel Nefesh, it has to be b'shas maisa. Slowly. Frick the Avdim Luyim on himself, what's the obvious question? What? Every time you shecht, so there's a tesis later on, Daf Mem Zayin, that Avi Luim asks, you should ask a kasha, what's the classic case of Eichel Nefesh on Yom Tov, by the way? You shecht an animal, right? Are you allowed to shecht an animal? A guy has an animal, he wants steak on Yom Tov. What does he do? He shechts the animal and he goes in and cooks it, right? Now when you shecht it, it's not ready to eat. Right? Well, for example, you bake bread, a guy has dough, he puts it into the oven. When he puts it into the oven, it's not ready to eat yet. It's only going to be later on. Is that a kasha? Would you say the same problem over there? As a fact, I'll really ask the kasha. What? I can't hear. It's part of the process. So it's also part of the process over here. By the door and the door, it's part of the process. I don't know what's the saying. What's the difference?
This is part of the process.
Who cares? So what about the case of Taisus over here, where I'm burning it because I want to cook all of them? Second, so then the problem really doesn't make sense. So then you can't compare it to the case of the guy. Thank you, Shmack. We'll see you in a second. Very interesting. Rabbi Chanan over here in Kovitz Yerim. Asked the kasha. Can I say a tarot, a chilek, by the way? Forget about it. Could it be a chilek over there? So Rabbi Chanan says a very interesting chilek. One second.
You don't think it's smart.
Rabbi Chanan says a very interesting chilek. Yeah? Rabbi Chanan says a very interesting chilek. Rabbi Chanan says that when you shecht an animal for yourself, anyantiv, or when you bake a loaf of bread, it's true that it's not eichel nefesh yet. But the reason is because of a technical reason, because it's not edible. That's not called not eichel nefesh. That the Tosafot said that something is not called eichel nefesh is in a place where the reason why it's not eichel nefesh could be being over an isser. By chametz, being over an isser. By the case of the Shev Yankiv, by the way, you're being over an isser because you don't have a heter of eichel nefesh. The case of the shechting, the problem is because it's not edible. That's the only problem. The only problem is because it's not edible. It's not bad, but etzem I would have eichel nefesh now. Just you can't eat raw meat and you can't eat raw dough. But the zach itself is already eichel nefesh. That's what the Rebbechon over here asks the kasha, by the way. Rebbechon asks, how could Tosafot say over here that a zach which b'shas maisa when you're doing the malach is not eichel nefesh? So how do you ever do shechting an animal on Yom Tov? How do you ever bake bread on Yom Tov? He says, Val Batish, that over there, the problem is that it's not edible. That's not called not Eichel Nefesh. Maybe it's like you said, that's part of the process. But in a place where there's an Isser, there's a Shter now, and later on there's going to be a Heter, then Taisha said his Yisoid. Atkan Rabbi Chonon without Nimaluim. Atkan, one second. Comes from Rabbi Kiveger. It's over here in the back of the Kravis. I'll show you tonight. It's also the blue Rabbi Kiveger. Rabbi Kiveger is in Shulchan Aruch. Rabbi Kiveger learns the whole Taisha differently in such a teethful way. He says it in five words. Rabbi Kiveger learns pshat in Taisus differently, and he learns like this. He learns Taisus did not mean to say, I repeat, Taisus did not mean to say that if you do an act now, the grad doesn't have the heter of Eichel Nefesh now, and it's going to have later, that's not called Eichel Nefesh. There's no such Taisus. There's no such Taisus. And therefore, there's no kasha from every shchita, there's no kasha from every baking, it's a Tois. There's no such Taisus. There's no Taisus like that. There's no Taisus who said that when you're doing something now that doesn't have a heter of Eichel Nefesh yet and it's going to have tomorrow, that's not called Eichel Nefesh. No such Taisus. He says a remarkable thing. He says, where Taisus is going to arrive to this Yisoid from that we don't go with today, we don't go with tomorrow, we go with today? From Nedarim and Nedavos. In Nedarim and Nedavos. Zachar B'Kiveger, Mavel D'Kazach. Nedarim and Nedavos and Chometz have something which is very in common. What's Nedarim and Nedavos? We'll go slowly. Says Rabbi Kiveger like this. By Nedarim and Nedavos, who are you doing the Shechita for? Who's the Shechita for, first of all? Slowly. Who are you shechting for? You're not shechting for a private individual, you're shechting for Hashem, it's his carbon. What are you going to tell me, slowly, says Rabbi Kiveger, that after I shechted, now I could eat it? Says Rabbi Kiveger, after you shechted, that you could eat it is Mishulchan Gavoya Kazachu. That's Vaita from the Eivishta. You're eating at the Eivishta's table. That's a lashon of Taisus and Beitza. Slowly. So the Peshat is like this. The Iker Maisa that you're doing over here is a Shem Maisa Mitzvah. It's not an act of Eichel Nefesh. What you're doing now is act. No, you tell me, okay. Right now I'm doing an act of a Mitzvah. But afterwards, I'm going to have Eichel Nefesh. Then also, what's the Tifkeit? The Eichel Nefesh that you can have, yes, tomorrow, is a derivative of the mitzvah that you're doing now. I repeat. Rabbi Kiveger speaks out. Lo yitzu tomorrow, the reason why I would eat, has nothing to do with the shechita of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's say there would be a din, I do shechita of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then the boss's motto, you could take it. About that, that's called Eichel Nefesh. Now it's not Eichel Nefesh, but tomorrow it's going to be Eichel Nefesh. That's enough. So Rabbi Kiveger, but tomorrow, also, that you're eating it is a derivative of the Maisa Mitzvah that you're doing. Mela, the Shem Shechita that you're doing is a Shem Maisa Mitzvah. Halei, right now you're doing a Maisa Mitzvah. Tomorrow I'll be able to eat it, so let's cheshu with tomorrow. Tomorrow's also a Tadlada of the Maisa Mitzvah. That's not called Eichel Nefesh. Eichel Nefesh is something which I'm doing for me. Over here, you're not doing it for me, Bechlal. Tomorrow it's going to be for me. Tomorrow it's also not for you, it's a derivative of the Maisa Mitzvah. Zei Zakar B'Kiveger, slowly. Here's what Rabbi Kiveger says, Adov HaNoira. The reason why by Chometz it's not called Eichel Nefesh is not because of Rabbi Chonon and Avni Uluyim, because we reckon with now, not tomorrow. That's not true. It's supposedly not true. L'moshel, in the case of the Shev Yankiv, Avad and Avada, you can shecht for the guy. I am shechting for the guy, there's no Eichel Nefesh for the guy, but to be Eichel Nefesh in 10 minutes for the Yidolach, Zangas und der Stark, they need me for Yantiv. Avada, that's called Eichel Nefesh. Why is Chometz different? He says, Atif Hazach. Because by Chometz, the burning that you're doing now is a Maisa Mitzvah. You're doing it for Kodesh Baruch Hu. You'll tell me, Beseder, but tomorrow it's going to be Mutter. Tomorrow, Zakar B'Kiveger is going to be Mutter because of Nasis Mitzvosai. Tomorrow, that it's Mutter because it's Nasis Mitzvosai, because right, it's Machmas the Mitzvah. So, without everything that's going to happen, says Rabbi Kiveger, is Machmas the Mitzvah. It's a Toilot of the Mitzvah. So, the now is a Mitzvah. It's not a Chol Nefesh. And the tomorrow is also a result of the mitzvah. Because the tomorrow is going to come as a result of Nasim Mitzvah. I once heard for Rav Asher. He said, I'm worried the Kazakh. Let's say the dinner would be, listen to what he said. He said, let's say the dinner would be that the reason why the Afer is Mutter, like a lot of you nudged me last night, let's say the Afer will be Mutter not because of Nasim Mitzvah. Let's say the Afer will be Mutter, like a lot of you said, because the ashes underwent a chemical change. And it's not Chometz anymore. A lot of you asked me last night, what do I need Nasis Mitzvosei for? It's not Chometz anymore. So you're all wrong. I told you all wrong. If not for Nasis Mitzvosei, if not for the Lomdish Azachov that the mitzvah was done, the Afer is also. This is the same chemical makeup of Chometz. If you put it under a microscope, you'll see that it's Chometz. Just it's burnt. So what? The answer is, Lu Yitzur, I would be wrong. Lu Yitzur, Afer would be Mutter afterwards because it's not Chometz anymore, right? Said Rav Asher to Davar Poshit, that according to Rabbi Kiveger, that's called Eichel Nefesh. I b'shas that you're doing it, it's not Eichel Nefesh, it's a mitzvah. Tomorrow will be Eichel Nefesh. Says Rabbi Akiva Eigen, nein. But that it's mutter tomorrow is weiter machmas the mitzvah. Halei, the heter tomorrow is a toilada of the mitzvah. That's not called eichel nefesh. That's called doing a ma'aseh mitzvah. Tomorrow it's going to be mutter. The heter is also tomorrow, not that it's challah heter. It's not going to be challah heter on it. As a result of the mitzvah that you're doing, the mitzvah is going to cause a heter. That's not called eichel nefesh. And the common denominator from the Dorm and the Dovus and Chomet says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, the common denominator, the Tzara Shove, between the Dorm and the Dovus and Chomet is that in both places, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, you're doing for the Eibishter. It's not called Eichel Nefesh because you're doing a Maisa Mitzvah for the Eibishter. You'll tell me, you're a Seder, now it's a Maisa Mitzvah, but tomorrow it's not going to be a Maisa Mitzvah. Teretz is that tomorrow's a result of the Mitzvah. And if tomorrow is a result of the Mitzvah, so it's not Chal Eichel Nefesh on this. Now you're not doing Eichel Nefesh. The Heterim, which will come tomorrow, a vita to learn of the mitzvah. It's a new development. You'll do the mitzvah, the thing will be mutter. But that's not machmas eichel nefesh. It's not machmas a heter that be'etzim you have a right to eat it. Just the word is that once you do the mitzvah, it will become mutter. But it's vita machmas the mitzvah. That's not called eichel nefesh. Masha ain't Cain, for example, if he's nobody in the right mind with Esker Kashav, are you shechting, you can't eat it. Are you baking, you can't eat it. In the case of the goy, I'm shechting for the goy. The goy is your butcher in town. There's no problem. Tomorrow will be mutter. That's called eichel nefesh. The reason why over here it's not called tomorrow is going to be mutter because the tomorrow is also machmas the mitzvah. The mitzvah is what shafts the entire din over here. So what am I being oisik in? I'm not being oisik in eichel nefesh. I'm being oisik in the mitzvah. Either be a heter tomorrow. The heter is weiter machmas the mitzvah. That's mafkia the shem eichel nefesh from it. That's mafkia the shem eichel nefesh. The word is I'm being oisik in eichel nefesh. Over here I'm not being oisik in eichel nefesh. I'm oisik in the mitzvah. And the heter tomorrow is weiter. Machmas the mitzvah. It's weiter machmas the Lashem. Kivenger quotes this that by the dorm and the dovas, that thing you're going to eat tomorrow is mishochon gavaya. Because who cares? What do I care? Iskar Kasha, what do I care? Why I'm eating? I care. I'm eating at the Abish's table. I'm eating at my own table. The answer is no. The about to eating from the Abish's table is the word is that's called, that's not called Eichel Nefesh. It's weiter machmas the mitzvah. That's Nasas mitzvosoi. That's Niflamoid of a world war. Was far you saw it state in this Rashi, in this Tosis. Did Tosis mean to say that now that it's usher, so I don't reckon with the tomorrow? Or the Torah mean to say that now that it's usher because you're doing a mitzvah, so in the mail of the tomorrow is a talad of that. By the way, the Lashon of Torah is more much like that than William, no? How's that learn? What? The simple reading of the Torah is much like Rabbi Chanan and Avdim William. The Kivega learned up in Tosis, a whole Velt. The Kivega shries it Chayvakayim against the Pshat, as obviously. He says, no such Pshat, no such Tosis. No such Tosis that Eichel Nefesh has to be now, not later. No such Tosis, he says. Tosis meant big raid. And he says, I'll prove it to you. Because the Tosis speaks out in Beitzah that the eating of tomorrow is also Mishochon Kavaya Kazakh. So why is he offering a Dharm and a Dovas? The Territ says, here also it's Nasas Mitzvah, so it's Tolad of the Mitzvah. The huge machlekes is over here between the Avmi Uluyim and the Kivega. I want to speak out. Two things. One is tonight we'll have the regular Rabbat on Basilis Hashem. And number two is tomorrow, Mirz Hashem, Erev Yontav, Erev Matan Torah. We're going to have a regular day tomorrow. That's the best Kabbalah for Matan Torah, by the way, to stay in the schedule and come into Matan Torah, leading and learning. Two things. It'll be a shorter share tomorrow. Share will be tomorrow at 11:30 sharp. We're doing tomorrow one of the hearts of the Nesach. I expect all of you to come. It's not a high school, obviously, so I'm not going to check. But I expect all of you to come. It's Erev Matan Torah. And even if you're not in the mood, be in the mood, okay? There'll be enough time for cheesecakes, as you see on the walls, various prices and different things. We're going to learn tomorrow, be a short share, 11:30, sharp, Mr. Hashem, B'li Nether, Shal Tov Mutlachas, V'siyata Dishmaya, and B'li Nether again. But we 11:30 sharp, no, I also have a schedule, every under the meal, so 11:30 sharp, Mr. Hashem. We're going to do the toises over here. Loy Armina B'toich, big raid, big Yisaitis, follow my requirements, come on time tomorrow, there's a lot, we'll talk about a lot. And then I'll say, Mr. Shem, a short shumus tomorrow after the shir here. The covered Yom Tov Habal Leinu L'Toyv. In addition to that, tomorrow morning, we will have with the Ma'amar Kremis together. Please pay attention to Ma'amar Kremis tomorrow. Tomorrow is one of the most important shirim of this month. It landed on Erev Yom Tov for some reason. Too bad. But I'll upon him, very, very, very important raid tomorrow at 11:30. Tomorrow, also, I'm going to leave you a Chazara summary of the sugis that we learned, the basic Chazara of the Machlikas Rishonim that we spoke about. So Bishol Tov Umutlachas and Bli Neder, you can chazer over the three Gevaldige days of Yom Tov HaBaal Deinu L'Toiva, the Neymar Amen.